Welcome to Choose Life, the radio teaching ministry of author, speaker, and Bible teacher, Deborah Ross. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2 reads in part, "When the righteous thrive, the people rejoice." So how can we learn what it means to thrive? Today, Deborah talks with Robin Hardy about the upcoming Thrive Women's Conference. It will be March 18th at Lakewood Baptist Church in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Now with more, here's Deborah Ross.
I'm so glad you're with me today. Today, I've got Robin Hardy here. She's a speaker, a mentor, a teacher, and she focuses on Christian women. She brings her real-life experience to the table, and she empowers and encourages other women to thrive in their life and in their business and in their ministry. Robin's certainly been through a lot of things in her life, and she really wants to see women of God thrive in their lives and to be all that God has called them to be. Robin, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Now, I know one of your favorite scripture verses is Habakkuk 2:2, and it says, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry," or though it takes a while, "wait for it, because it will surely come and it will not tarry." Okay, so Robin, let's talk about this Thrive. What is this Thrive Women's Conference, this vision that you have on your heart, and how did it come about?
Well, that's a great question. And Thrive to me right now is just like a heartbeat and the excitement that I have. Because I've come through so much in 52 years that God has moved and we've seen his hand in it. And I've not given up. I've not walked away from him. I pressed in and relied on him more than ever in my life, coming through abuse and illnesses and financial disasters. Mm-hmm. So pretty much God let me play in all the arenas.
Yes.
And brought me through them. And what I want and my vision for Thrive is that as women of God, we were made to thrive, not survive in this world. And too many women are just surviving.
Yes.
I see them on social media. We see them in the church. And it's always so negative and so much pain and hurt. And they can't bring that joy of the Lord out. They're looking to be happy, which is based on your feelings and emotions, instead of seeking that joy, which we know is internal, and that's Jesus in our soul. So
absolutely.
I want women to thrive. I want them to be out there and be that beacon that just shines so bright for other women.
Mm. You know, you and I have a kindred spirit because I say these same things all the time. You know, I feel like people they get caught up in a mundane lifestyle. You know, it's like robots. We go about our life just tick and talking all the time, you know, and not really living, you know, in the fullness of what God has for us, you know. And God really, he's not interested in our happiness, quote unquote, which is what we're always seeking. He's interested in our wholeness. He wants us to be whole and at peace, you know, and to really live. I like to say live out loud. You know, me and my husband, we practice living out loud now. So it's like, you know, we try to make every minute count and just, you know, yeah, we've got stuff going on in our lives just like everybody else. We've got problems just like everybody else. But you know what? Let's ride the wave. Let's ride the wave of faith, and let's just, you know, live out loud and just make every moment count. But, you know, like you, I've been through some stuff. I like the way you said, God's let me be on every playground. I get that. I get it. You know, those playgrounds aren't so fun either, but yeah, so you've been on the playground. You've experienced things. I've experienced things. And through those experiences, it brings us to a place where we understand people. You know, when people say, but you don't understand, you're like, well, yeah, I do understand. I do understand. And I think that's probably where, correct me if I'm wrong, your calling's coming from, because you have this deep understanding and you want to help others. So kind of, you know, touch base on that with me.
Yeah, because what I really believe is that we all have these circumstances. We all have our trials. We all have these hurdles in our lives. And the stuff that I go through, maybe you couldn't go through. Maybe the stuff you go through, I couldn't handle.
Mm-hmm.
But we all knew that if we stay and we persevere, the Bible tells us to run the race to the finish, not necessarily for the win, to the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
If we can do that, we can thrive and stand above. And what I believe is as leaders, mm-hmm. and women are leaders, that we need to be setting the example.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're trying to reach the lost, we're trying to reach other women, love on them, share Jesus. If we're walking around looking like we've been sucking on a bucket of lemons.
That's right.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
People are going to look at you and go, Robin, I don't want none of that.
Yes,
but
yes.
But we want them. And what brings the greatest joy to me is when someone walks up to me and says, I want what you have.
Yes.
And it's not my material stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's mm-hmm. that joy
yes.
that even through these trials, and that's, you know, when I fractured my back, everybody kept saying, how come you're still loving God?
Yeah.
Because uh-huh. he's teaching me a lesson in this moment,
yeah.
in this valley that I'm in,
yeah.
and I will rise back to that mountain, and I will rise back stronger.
Yes.
That's what I want women to do, is it's not I'm trying to minimalize whatever they're going through.
Right.
I'm trying to show them that the Word of God promises us.
Yes.
That He is with us.
Yes.
His Word is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Yes.
It doesn't change.
Yes.
So why aren't we pressing in Him? Why aren't we holding on in the worst times? We only go and everything's good, there's God.
Yeah.
But what about in the bad times?
Yes.
And
That's
it
right.
shouldn't be a fire drill either.
Yes.
Which means it's a daily relationship building exercise,
yes.
if you want to call it that,
yes.
where we're daily plugging into God, because if we don't plug into Him, we can't hear from Him.
Yes. You know, you say so many things that just make my brain go, okay, yeah, I want to talk about that. So you said fire drill, and I get that, because I feel like, you know, when I'm mentoring people, counseling people, so often they'll say, you know, I tried that, it didn't work. You know, and God didn't ask us to try it. He said it's a lifestyle, you know, and you practice a lifestyle of serving God, a lifestyle of believing God, a lifestyle of worshiping God, a lifestyle of just holding on to the horns of the altar, you know, and just hanging on and saying, God, I know there's a light at the end of the tunnel. You practice a lifestyle. So it's not a fire drill. It's not a, I tried that. It's a way of life, you know, because He is our life. He is our life. And my favorite, one of my favorite scripture verses is Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And I just see so much faith in you. I mean, just from your testimony and from your vision and your joy. And I don't know, just share something else with me about what God's doing in your heart, or what you've come through and how you're getting to this Thrive Conference. Tell me about that.
It's just, that's been a great journey, because what happened 2 years ago, God gave me my word for the year for 2016, and He said healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, whatever. Right? Isn't that our normal response? Whatever. And I said, explain that, God. You need to give me more, because I can't just go with the word healthy.
Uh-huh.
And He gave me healthy spirit, healthy mindset, healthy body. We have to have those in balance in order to thrive as a woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened is, as that developed over the year, God kept saying, you're going to take this and you're going to reach the women. And of course, Robin went, no, I'm good. I'm good over here in the corner. You know, just let me be. And He kept pushing and He kept pushing me, and I kept pushing back.
Uh-huh.
And finally yeah. last year, and I think what He did is, through that time I had down with the double fracture,
mm-hmm.
gave me that time to really reflect on what God was trying to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, okay, well, let's throw that out. Let's see what happens. And the women were like, where can we get more of this? I want that balance. I want to have a healthy mind. I want to be thinking the things of God. I want a healthy body, because if I'm not healthy and taking care of myself, I can't help anybody else.
That's right.
And then our spirit, and I don't mean woo-woo spirit.
Yeah.
I mean our spirit of God. What
yes.
is the Holy Spirit doing in your life?
Yes.
And what's amazing is this year's word
uh-huh.
is strong.
Ooh.
And it's a strong mind, strong body, strong spirit. Now we're going to build on that foundation and strengthen it. And that's where Thrive is coming forward, because now we can take that to the women, because the principle and the foundation is there to say, look, girls, we don't have to just survive every day.
Yes.
We can get out there and we can thrive. We can be filled with joy and the love of Christ, even in our worst days.
That's right. Yeah. I love that. Even in your worst days, because, you know, it's through those trials, you know, and trusting God when we come out on the other side, man, you know, and we can share our testimony of how God brought us through, you know, and how we didn't just survive, we thrived because we rose above, you know, the situation, the circumstance. And I love the way you're talking about the healthy and the strong body, soul, and spirit. You know, one of my, I have a blog, and I think one of my most popular blog articles is the one on body, soul, and spirit. People are very interested in that. So I definitely see how people are catching on to wanting to be a part of Thrive, want to come to the Thrive Conference. And I know you're going to be doing a Thrive Conference here coming up in 2017. Tell me about that.
Yes, we are doing the Thrive Conference, our first annual one, and we are so excited. Plus, we get to have you there.
I'm
so that's
excited.
Even better.
I'm excited.
Oh, my gosh.
But I can tell we're going to have a good time.
We may have to go to 2 days the first year. But no, it's just to me, what happened is I've been leading the women's discipleship at our church and teaching the women Thrive, which is a program that was written for them to balance those three areas of life.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, you know, you sit there. I have these business meetings with God in the morning where it's just my quiet time before I start. And I had a vision that showed a conference, a room full of women just thirsty for his word and wanting to thrive. And I thought, okay, that's cool. You know, that's always my response, whatever.
Yeah.
But what's amazing with how God moves in me is I can actually close my eyes and he'll show me the end result. I don't know how to get there.
Yeah.
It's baby steps and he shows me along the way. Otherwise, you don't need him, right? So he showed me this conference and I thought, okay, well, we're going to step in bold faith because I've already stepped and asked to start the program. So let's just step one more time.
Yes.
I went to the pastor and I said, Pastor Jerry, I said, you know, this is a vision and a passion that I have. I want to put this conference on. We want to fill the room with 300 women from the community, from local churches. I want to bring in a speaker to help me. We want to have full worship, praise, prayer time, and just a time of building these women up. We want to feed them, give them a T-shirt and a gift. And he says, okay, when do you want to do it? And I fell into the chair. I went, oh, it was that easy? I need that Staples button. That was easy. But I said, okay, well, I'm thinking fall. And he said, oh, no. Oh, no. There'd be too many excuses for women to watch football. Let's do it in the spring. And so he moved it to March 18th.
2017.
Wow. I went, you're on.
Yep.
So we're rocking this out. And he is giddy like a schoolgirl. We're going to have to keep him out of the room because he really wants to come in and just be part of what the women are doing. He is so excited with us, but
That's awesome.
We'd all be in trouble because none of us would get anywhere because we'll all be just laughing and having fun. But that's what God does to us. He gives us this joy and this happiness. I don't want to call it happiness. It's just joy and peace that we can bring together.
Okay. So where is the conference quickly?
It's going to be at Lakewood Baptist Church in Rock Hill, South Carolina. It's right on Mount Gallant Road, and we're going to be meeting in the sanctuary there.
And people need to sign up now at Lakewood. How do they sign up? Lakewood?
Lakewoodfamily.com, and you need to sign up by February 20th to get the T-shirt and the book. After the 20th, you'll still get the catered lunch and the conference, but it just won't have the shirt. So February 20th is our date to be signed up by.
I'm so excited about the Thrive Conference. Robin, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm really looking forward to March the 18th at Lakewood Baptist Church in Rock Hill for the Thrive Conference, and I'm looking forward to meeting all the women of God that He brings that day. Thank you, Robin.
Choose Life has been paid for by the friends and partners of Deborah Ross Ministries. Thank you for your support. Tune in next week for more Bible teaching with author and speaker Deborah Ross. Until then, go to DeborahRossMinistries.org for more encouraging messages, plus books, CDs, articles, partnership information, and how to stay connected with Deborah. Choose Life is committed to strengthening families, encouraging faith, and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Find out more at DeborahRossMinistries.org.